Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn an ISO show. If you don't know, now you know. We back at it. You know what I'm saying? The illustrious duo, you know what I mean? The tantalatious tandem, you know what I mean? Whatever y'all want to call us, that's what we are, man. We ask that you, if you're here early, like, share, subscribe, rate, review, all of those small things that show us you appreciate what we do. Let's get into the pod the way we normally get into the pod, man. How was your week? How was your weekend?
Everything was wonderful, man. I can't complain. Don't have a problem I can't solve. Now, man, I'm getting things lined up. Things are starting to look up, you know what I'm saying? So, I'll be at y'all in a minute, you know what I'm saying? I got to finish working out some of this stuff, man. Like I said, we trying to do some, trying to get our merch started, you know what I mean? Things are starting to look up with that, you know what I mean? We had a few setbacks. Things starting to look up with that, so, you know what I mean? We getting at y'all real soon, you know what I mean? Letting y'all know. I'm trying to just start, but things, you know what I mean, didn't work out at first, but it's working out now. Now, I mean, things look like they're going to work out now, so, you know, thank y'all for the love and support, man. Like I said, man, I don't got a problem I can't solve, so I can't complain.
I feel you on that one, man. Listen, if you don't know, Champagne Poppy, keep the cup poured up. Yes, man, Drake, been going to battle, you know what I mean, back against the wall, you know what I mean, take shots at all of y'all. It is what it is. Metro Boomin the Future drops, you know what I mean, their second iteration of We Still Don't Trust You. Well, We Don't Trust You, which is now it's called We Still Don't Trust You, which a lot of people on there, a lot of subs took some shots at, you know what I mean, Drake, yes, you know, the sixth god, and you know, the sixth god doing what he does best, made a response. We're going to dig deep into it, break it down, you know what I mean, talk about it. This is what y'all want, you know what I mean? Y'all know y'all highly anticipate, y'all loving this. I don't know, man. Like, let me ask you, is this what it takes to bring the male hip-hop back to the forefront? Because the women's was running shit.
I mean, they kind of... You got to be consistent. Now, I mean, this right now, it kind of like sparked everybody's interest back up because for a minute it was kind of, but now everybody's like, this kind of bringing the interest back because, I mean, the women still doing their thing, though, but.
Yeah, Caitlin Curry from the Three.
Know what I'm saying? They still doing their thing. But yeah, this kind of like sparked it. That's why everybody's interested in it because it kind of got like a little like, it kind of got like a little stale for a minute, a little bit. And it wasn't really nothing exciting going on. I mean, some of the artists that's successful, they've been handling business touring and stuff like that. But as far as you being like excited about something in hip hop, yeah. So this just gave everybody us that kind of liked the whole back and forth and all that. Now, I mean, gave us something to listen to, you know what I mean? So,
right. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? As we know from the first one, yeah, I mean, that Metro Boomin and Future drop, you know, Kendrick on the guest appearance took his shots at J. Cole and also Drake within there. And on the second one, man, people that we didn't even know, listen, when the sheets is, you know, I mean, pulled back on the cut on the bed, you can see the whole picture is wild. Yeah, I mean, ASAP Rocky is just a couple things on there I got to go back and listen to because people say Future took a couple jabs at. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Drake as well. The Weeknd. I mean, people, we didn't even expect that. That was, you know what I mean, in some type of things with the Champagne Poppy to go back and forth with him, though, man. But now that we see the whole picture unveil, we talked about this off the mic. Now do you see why my man J. Cole's like, listen, man, this shit about to be a kerfuffle. I don't even want to be in this shit. Because J. Cole is actually on the second joint, too. So I'm pretty sure he probably like, let me hear what else y'all got. After you hear all them drinks and you know you already did your drink, you're like, yo, let me get the fuck about it. This shit gonna be nasty.
Yeah, he probably, I don't. I mean, like I said, now I mean, we don't know what might be going on in his personal life, like he be dealing with. Now I mean, and he, or he might have felt like, I don't feel like getting into no damn civil war with everybody.
True.
I don't feel like it.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't feel like it because this is going to drag on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And I don't like all that negative energy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I still, my thing is, me personally, I'd have been like, listen, I done made that bed. I gotta lay in it, and I gotta see it through. So, like I said, I have no clue what's going on in that man's life. That man could be going through the worst thing, and don't none of us know. But as far as just strictly just hip hop, no, I wouldn't have backtracked like that. You in it now?
I feel you.
Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? Just like when Slim, know what I'm saying, told Avon, like, listen, man, know what I mean? We in it now. That's what it is. Know what I mean? It don't even matter if what's going on is supposed to be going on. Know what I'm saying? Because after a while, Avon got tired of, know what I mean, beefing and warring.
Right.
Like, listen, we in it now.
Right.
Know what I mean? So now we got to fight. Even if it's on a lie, we got to fight on that lie. Know what I mean? This is a similar situation. It don't even matter if you don't feel like it. Know what I'm saying? If it wasn't even meant to be all this, you in it now.
Right.
You are in it now. You understand what I'm saying? So if somebody send the shots at you, you gotta send the shots back. Now, I mean, like I said, I don't know what be going on, man, in a man personal life. We feel like I can't deal with this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying? And I know where this is gonna go, and I can't deal right now. I got something else more important going on, and I know that. And no, I'm going to get all the way in this. This is not just, we just going to jab at each other. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a fucking war.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is going to be a long, you know what I'm saying? We just going to be going back and forth. Man, they could probably be going back and forth with each other for the whole goddamn rest of this damn year. Who knows?
Listen, the summer's going to be a hot summer.
You see what I'm saying?
Definitely going to be a hot summer, man. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to be a hot summer. but it's entertaining nonetheless. Listen, man. We got some consecutively good, you know what I mean, diss tracks back to back. We got, like, you know, it wasn't like a snoozer out there. That's how you know that this is going to be something continuous, ongoing. You know what I mean? Kendrick dropped the bomb the way Kendrick do. You know what I mean? And it made Cole come out. Cole felt that when Cole spoke on it, he felt as though some of the verses was a little harsh, which in hip hop, I don't know how you feel like that, because we've heard some of the most derogatory, the worst verses you could ever hear come from the biggest artist. So I don't know how you can just, shit, you signed to one of the biggest artists that had a crazy, you know what I mean, a crazy song that we saw about somebody. So I just don't know how you feel like you draw the line in that, you know what I mean, and what's harsh and what's not harsh, you know what I'm saying? But, what's up?
He thinking that he set it up, but everybody approach things different ways. Some people may approach it more diplomatic, like, okay, we gonna battle. In his mind, he thinking battle. Other people are thinking this is beef. Not real life in the street beef, but a different, whereas, man, listen, like people say, know what I mean? It's all fair and, know what I mean, love and war. So now this is war to some people. So, know what I mean? So things might be said that he feel like is crossing the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's supposed to be a certain boundary. Know what I mean? They feel like we battling, but yo, we know what boundaries not to cross. This cross, you know what I'm saying? This is just us going back and forth. And other people in this joint like, now, okay, I don't operate like that.
Right.
That's how you operate. You think this is just a battle. Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? This may mean more to other people than it do to you. See, he all thinking about the whole rim and just the whole sport of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then other people took it somewhere else because, yeah, one of the lines that Drake said, yeah, I thought that was a little too much. You know what I mean? Now, I mean, mentioning a man's woman, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A line mentions woman. I understand that, but I don't, like I said, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know people's mindset. I don't know. Yeah, because to me, you know what I mean? I personally wouldn't have threw that line in there.
I feel you.
I could have said something else going at him about it, but now, I mean, I wouldn't have included, now, I mean, his woman.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, now, I mean, me personally, I wouldn't have did that. Now, I'm pretty sure he could have thought of something else to say to go at him, but.
True.
Yeah, so.
Shit, man, look, it's all fair game when you step into this industry, though. Like, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's how it's been. That's how the industry's carried itself. Shit, we had disc records since I've been growing up. No Vaseline, hit him up. You know what I mean? Super ugly. So it's just, I understand certain things are shouldn't be fair game. But sometimes when you not as creative as the next guy, shit, everything is fair game.
Yeah.
I ain't the lyrical miracle dude that's gonna, you know what I mean, put all this together and it's gonna be clever. No, it's gonna be fuck your bitch and the click you claim. That's how we gonna start this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't doing all that thinking all integral and then this, that, and the third. No, we doing it like that. So, you know what I mean?
Let's talk about that for a second since we're talking about the whole super ugly. That's why the name is super ugly. To me, that's when I felt like that was lost. Whereas like, I gotta get at you like this because I ain't got nothing else in the clip that's True. More clever.
Mm-mm.
To me, that's when I kind of felt like, this battle was lost. Even though, now I'm saying, now I mean, the Takeover is one of the best records. Now, as far as going back and forth throughout history, then he came, now I mean, the Nas hit came with Ether. So I think that he didn't have no rebuttal for that. Now I mean, he already got his good one off.
Mm-hmm.
So that one and that one, you know what I'm saying? So and so after that, the whole super ugly joint, like I didn't even like that joint. I felt like I'm like, yeah, his back was up against the wall, and he really ain't got nothing else that's super duper clever and all of that to say. That's why I never liked super ugly. I never liked that joint.
A lot of people didn't like it. His mom made him apologize for that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Mom make you apologize for that shit?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
dog, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? That right there kind of showed like, damn. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it ain't nothing to be ashamed. It ain't nothing to be ashamed of as far as because you one of the best to ever do, but you're going up against another dude that's one of the best to ever do it.
True.
So it's not like you can just say any old thing to him the way you could anybody else and it's just going to stick because it's you. No, y'all considered to be two of the best, so... You know what I mean? What you say to him got to be more potent than you say to somebody else. Now we can just think off the top of the head a couple of lines and they're going to be out of here.
Mm-hmm,
you wasn't going to be able to do that. But yeah, I never liked Super Ugly. I didn't like that record.
A lot of people didn't like it. And then
I mean? Takeover was Takeover was dope. But then, I mean, Nas came with Ether. And then the thing about that is them two records, people like the two records. But to me, I just like the whole, see, y'all had to beat it. Some of y'all is younger. Now, I mean, some of y'all was like little kids, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Now, I mean, or even like babies, you know what I mean, back when I was out. I like the whole, he's in the moment. Like, when people say y'all wasn't there because y'all was too young. The whole, get them into, they being on the radio, you know what I'm saying, the freestyle on the radio. I really like that more than the actual records that came out. I just like the whole, yeah, we going to go to the radio and freestyle because they just on the radio freestyling. I like right. that whole era. You see what I'm saying?
So well, you like just being caught up in the moment.
I like that. You know what I mean? Because those are my memories. All my memories is not, yo, I'm going to record a song and then put it out and then everybody will listen to the song.
Right.
No, I like the whole, no, the radio show is Friday. Cosmic Kev, we going to be up there. So you already know somebody's up there last Friday. Then the other 10 squad going to come up there this Friday.
Right. Yeah, I feel you.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I like that whole thing, the whole anticipation of waiting. Yo, I can't wait till Friday. You know they gonna be up there on Friday. And sure enough, the people was up there and they freestyle and they talking about them whole moments. Now, I mean, that's what I miss about. You know what I'm saying? One of the things I do miss about the radio. You know what I mean? Before all this technology, we could just get everything in a moment on off your phone and off the internet. You see what I'm saying? I miss that. I miss living in the moment like that. The anticipation of it. You know what I'm saying? Not now, which is everything easily accessible. Like, I miss that. Like I said, man, some of y'all was, like, so young back then and all that. Know what I mean? So y'all missed that time. Know what I mean? So this is really y'all time of just, they just drop something, you just instantly get it. No, I like the whole, we ain't going to be able to put nothing out to get it out no time soon. So we going to get on the radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get on the radio and say what we got to say. That's the fastest way to get it out to the people.
Right.
Is getting it to, you know what I mean, going on the radio. I just missed that time.
Nothing.
Now, I mean, not to say that I'm promoting issues with people, but just in the whole realm of hip-hop, man, those are some of the best memories, man. Not to sound like, okay, negative energy was a good memory, but I saw it like that more than just, they're going to drop, such and such is going to drop at midnight.
I think us calling it negative energy is overthinking it though, like, cause I can't say it's always just been music, but for the most part, yeah, I mean we've had those outliers where certain situations have turned bad. In our era now, that shit, like the shit y'all go through, a rapper was like losing every week. You know what I'm saying? Our shit, we lost Big, we lost Pac. You know what I'm saying? Due to that, you know what I mean, you know, Pun died because of, you know what I mean, unfortunate circumstances, but not because of that. Like, we wasn't losing rappers, like, nonstop because of, you know what I mean, beef drama. Or, you know what I mean, senseless knowledge. So, People always say that, like, I hate when the music turned like this. But in our era, you can only point out, like, two times that that happened. So, you know what I mean? Like, you can't really say, like, it's this whole handful of times that that happened. So, for the most part, it's always been music. It's always been music. Just like you said, you spoke on the Super Ugly thing with him and Nas. They both in New York. You think they couldn't touch each other?
Yeah, but they weren't thinking about nothing like that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, like...
Because they're on next level. Kind of like, yeah. Kind of like how this is, where you not thinking about that because... True. Because y'all got a lot to lose, so right. so nobody think like that, and y'all around people who are more elevated and more farther along than some of these young dudes. Where I might be 19 years old, so it's a bunch of 18, 19 year old, 20 year olds running around.
You would hope so. Yeah, I feel you though. Yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, definitely. But so. where this is going, I think this is going to a playful spot. Man. You know what I'm saying? And
what that sound from outside?
Yeah, yeah. This is going to a playful spot. And this right here.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's not the same.
It's all music.
It's not the same.
No, it's definitely not the same. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people had some things that, you know, that they wanted to get off their chest. A lot of people names got brought into it that I didn't like. That was another Jay-Z move when Jay-Z started pulling other people's names into it that I didn't like. Like, me and A.I. got more in Carmen. I'm like, damn, you probably somewhere like, why my name in that shit? You know what I mean? Like, people name getting pulled in the shit that don't got nothing to do with it. Like,
yeah. Say hi, yeah, I ain't seen, now I might be wrong, I ain't seen a picture of AI and Jay-Z since.
Dog. Because you got to think of your head like, why the fuck?
They woke up like, he said, what? Yeah, I'm about to play the joint right now. That was like, I mean,
yo,
coming in like what?
Yeah, I got more Carmen. Boy, just balling and rhyming. Get it? Right. More Carmen. He like, whoa, what? What?
Yeah, man.
Cause I gotta go see Nas tomorrow.
Like what?
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
probably like, yo, I don't get that. Ain't seen a picture with them since.
Yo,
when you think about it, have you ever seen them somewhere?
You right?
You think about it, have you ever seen them somewhere? Yeah. Seen him somewhere? He dap him up, give him a handshake, and the handshake. Going to the hug, you ain't seen that since.
Oh, yo.
Yo, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right, like,
why? They don't even know what I got going on. You throwing my name in there. You could have been like, yo, I just got back cool with my wife or something. You never know.
Right, no, you right. No, you right.
My
you
name right. is in it now. Right. Whoa, dog.
You right.
Whoa. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah, so.
Yo, man. But, people are already, I mean, you know, Drake, they're already pulling up the reference tracks and saying, like, where he stole, like, the, not necessarily a reference track, the track where he stole the cadence and the flow from, you know what I mean? And say that he took the, this where he got it from and he took the lyrics from that, you know what I mean? Who knows? Hip-hop is all.
What you mean, for the diss record?
For the diss record.
Man, listen, that shit don't matter.
Yeah, hip.
shout out to the homie Super Sly. He said this earlier today. That shit doesn't matter. We don't care about if it's a fucking reference track or where he got it from and this and that.
Right, right.
Listen, he sent some shit back that was some real shit.
He sent a lot of shit back.
It don't matter. None of that don't matter. This don't matter. It don't matter. We're not talking about, yo, if he had a ghostwriter or not, if he did this and that. Listen, he said what he said. Just like when I said what I said. Drake said what he said.
That
you know what I mean?
That could be the title.
That could be the title. Man, that's the title. Drake said what he said.
Drake said what he said. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, hold on. Let me address why the sign say first 48. You know what I'm saying? Before we forget the whole show. People are like, why the sign say first 48? Because everybody trying to say, when somebody else put a diss record out, everybody got a 48 hours. You know, everybody like, you got 48 hours to respond. 40 hours to respond. I'm not saying you gotta have 48 hours. That's what everybody's saying, but you should respond. That's why I feel like, okay.
That's a legitimate time frame for now. When we was kids, no.
It wasn't because you had to wait. Your fastest way to do it, like I said, the fastest way to do it was to run to the radio.
Exactly.
That was the fastest way to get to the people.
And if you ain't had access to that, who knows
what you doing?
Yeah. You might have to wait like a couple of weeks till you get a mixtape from somebody there or somebody.
Right. So that's,
you know what I mean?
So that's back when people ran to the radio.
Right.
That's why, like, okay, if such and such person was up here and they sending shots at somebody else, you know, the very next week.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? The very next week, the other person is going to be up there because that's right. The fastest way to get out to the people.
Right. That's probably why local
that might
beats,
kill you sitting around waiting the whole week. Wait till we get up there, dog. Exactly. I got 1,000 bars for him. You know what I'm saying? That was just a good moment back then. See, now you can respond just like everybody said. Ross responded in less than a day. It didn't even take him the whole day.
Yeah. Motherfucker got a studio in his house.
Right.
The beat in. I'm ready.
Right.
That's what he going to say?
Boss.
I'm ready. Yeah. You know, let's go. All right. You don't even need to go to no DJ. You don't even have to, have relationships
right.
now.
Right.
Put that shit on the site. Let that shit go crazy.
Going to,
that shit up on
that,
the site.
That thing done. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like.
Go on to upload that.
Right.
As soon as you done, man, go on upload that.
Yeah. That's the thing about it. J. Cole took his shit down. His shit off all the sites. Even though I'm pretty sure people probably like ripped it. And you could probably hear it somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
J. Cole took that shit down off the sites.
Trust me, that ain't gonna be going forever. Know what I'm saying? You probably listen, man. There's some civil. Now, I mean, this is gonna be some war shit that I'm just. I just ain't got no interest in all this shit. I just don't got no interest in being one of the people that's all in this. No, I don't feel like it.
Even though I agree
with you.
It
might be that.
He did what he did.
I would have did it.
I would have never. Even if I would apologize, I'm not taking it off the streaming sites. I'm getting paid off of this shit.
I mean.
I'm not gonna let y'all rip it and just y'all gonna benefit off of this on my behalf. I said I don't want it. No, leave that shit up there. I told him I ain't fuck with it. You think that Jay and Nas was like, yo, we cool now. Take all your shit down against me. I'm gonna take all my shit down against you. They like the best of friends now. Ether's still up. You can still go listen to Ether. You could probably even listen to Super. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they just don't perform the records.
They don't. Yeah, true. They
know
don't.
What I mean? They don't. What I mean? They don't perform the records.
Right. But I'm. Yeah, I mean, leave that shit up. Shit, I'm gonna make money. People still want to hear it. I want to benefit off of that. I made this shit. So you know what I mean? Like that's why I didn't like the fact that he did that. Cause somebody now gonna benefit off your music. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you put the time in to make the music. That shit was created to me. I liked it. And I'm a Kendrick fan, and I like this shit. Like, damn, that's what's up. He really, man, let them, I mean, get your money off of that drink. But this joint right here actually breaks down the lyrics where my man Drake took shot for shot at everybody. Of course, we know the shot that he took in Future was.
I came up with that fast. They Sherlock Holmes when it comes to this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yo, they Sherlock Holmes. Somebody put a diss out. An hour later, somebody done put a video out and put the lyrics up and all that.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
So we
the lyrics to break down to let everybody know. They broke it down.
Yeah, the Jova Kendrick. They got the Jova Metro Boomin.
Who with
Jova Weekend, the Jova Ross. Yeah, he broke that drink down. You know what I'm saying? So we all know, you know what I mean? The lyric that he took at Future was, I could never be nobody's number one fan.
Who's that he going at?
This is the lyric that Drake said at Future.
Okay.
He said, your first number one, I put it in your hand. Yeah. This was the chorus of the joint. You know what I'm saying?
You pussies can't get booked
outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. So that was, you know what I mean? That was crazy. I ain't going front. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he
that
did.
That was crazy. Yeah. I mean, listen, Drake.
He hit you with the big dog shit. Like, yeah.
No.
Nah, I mean, shout out to Future, though. Nah, I mean, I like Future music. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
But, you know, it's y'all going back and forth. So that's.
Yo, Drake may
so be. So saying something like that ain't off limits.
Drake may be the hardest person to beef with because he always going to be relevant because he always going to stay connected to the newest up and coming rappers or artists. He not like an old dude
that I don't
fuck with you young niggas.
Yeah, he knows how to stay
relevant.
Yeah, relevant in the realm and somewhat connected as time go on.
Hell yeah.
Know what I'm saying? So he don't age out real fast.
True. So beefing with him is not like beefing with somebody you like, man, they gonna be gone in a couple of years. He always stay connected to the next up and coming dude. So you beefing with him, that shit, man, this shit right here can live on for a while.
Listen, man, that motherfucker be on the other side of the world selling out soccer stadiums.
Dog.
So, I mean, I understand this is hip-hop, and that's not what it's all about. Who sells more records? Now I'm saying it's a part of that, but at the same time, it's all hip-hop, though. If that's your thing, know what I mean? I'm at the end of the day, I'm more popular than you. Now I'm saying we don't. If we them two type of artists that's like that. Mm-hmm. Now we two artists that's not like that. That all right. It's about the bars with us. We ain't going at each other based on who's the bigger artist. You know right. what I mean? It's about. You know what I'm saying. Now I mean the bars, but in this case, it is about. You know what I'm saying who doing their thing the most. You know what I mean, the biggest or whatever. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Shit. They did a whole album together.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, yeah, that shit was kind of crazy. I mean, the joint that Kendrick was, it said, I'm the hitmaker y'all depend on. Tough on record in my city. It was a friend zone. You won't even take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with size 7 men's on? This the bark with the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Extortion, baby. Whole career you been shook up. Cause Top told you, drop and give me 50 like some push-ups.
Hmm.
I mean, he kept going in on that drink, but we already know him and Kendrick been, you know what I mean, they've been going back and forth for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Since Kendrick dropped that drink when he was like, named everybody, Big Sean drink that mean. He was like, I love y'all, but when I go at y'all, I'm trying to kill y'all niggas. And Drake thought that was a diss. And I was like, well, if you on a track with the motherfuckers, you would try to stand out. Drake just didn't like the fact that he addressed it in the song, though. I remember that. That was a while back, though. But, like, they've always been back and forth since then. You know what I mean?
I mean, Big Sean probably sitting somewhere like, you know what I mean? I'm not getting involved. Nobody say nothing about me. I'm not getting involved. I'm just sitting down. Just listening to the back and forth like everybody else. You know what I mean?
Big Sean got a single out right now, too, that's going cool, too. Shout out to him.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't getting involved in this Civil War shit, man.
Listen, man, it's all out. You know what I mean? This is the drink for Metro Boomin. It said, get more love in the city that you from. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. That was, you know what I mean, light, but you know what I mean? The drink that he did for the weekend, claim the 6... And your boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, A-Bell bread. You out here tricking. Shit, we do, you know what I mean, for the bitches, you doing for the niggas.
So is that like a shot at his, what I mean, his sexuality?
Yeah,
or something?
That's what that is.
You know what I'm saying? Because when he said that, I was like, hold on. I mean, not to say I got anything, but whatever you do is what you do.
No, it
know
was. What I mean?
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it definitely.
But I'm like,
was.
I'm like, did you have to say that?
Listen,
though?
It's been a question for the weekend for the longest.
Yeah, but
nobody never said nothing. The only thing I don't like about Drake, when Drake do this, it's all fair and game. But when Pusha did shit, you was like, it's not fair that you can. You know what I mean?
I understand what you mean, and that's the only person that. He ever took an L to, he admitted it himself that he took an L to.
Yeah.
He took an L to Pusha.
Well,
but that shit was like on some like, that was like one time off, like mastery, like chess move type
true,
of.
The
way he got at him. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can't just, because Drake one of the biggest motherfuckers in the world.
Right.
So how else could you come at him? So I don't think nobody else going to be able to have it like that. To be able to hit him like that to where it paused to where he gonna take the loss.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
now some
mm-hmm.
of these people could probably stand their ground. Like I feel like a person like Ross can stand his ground.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause Ross whole approach is, we got it. You one of the biggest artists in the world, but don't, you know what I mean? I am who the fuck I am.
Right.
So people respect that about Ross. Now I mean, Pusha won because Pusha came on some like whole other like you say, that shit was like surgical. You know what I'm saying? And that was the way he won. Even Drake admitted that, all right, you got me on that one. Now I mean, I lost that one, but the man don't take many losses. That's probably on his one loss.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
So, know what I mean? That right there, yeah, but I don't think people got it like that where, and then what else you gonna say when that Pusha didn't say?
True, true.
To even be able to get people to get a win. So at most of this stuff probably just going to be a draw.
Right.
At the end of the day, man, if all this shit if all this is all about getting really set off because, all right, Kendrick said what he said, but really, what everybody's saying that this is more about everybody dealing with the same type of women. So, now I mean, if this is all over women, how all y'all going? I mean, all y'all probably going to got to take a L for that.
True.
Y'all going at each other over women?
Right.
That's what y'all going at each other over? Because I'm like, what could it be if everybody eating and everybody doing their thing? It couldn't be nothing else.
Right.
It couldn't be nothing else. It ain't like some people eating and some people starving. If everybody eating and everybody successful, right, it's over women. At the end of the day, it's over women. So, yeah, it's over women.
Yeah.
Sending shots at everybody. Everybody sending shots at everybody saying something slick. You know what I mean? Or jumping on IG Live and all. But it's over women. Majority of that, you know what I mean? The whole backstory of this is over. It's all over women. So I'm like, yeah, so to me.
Because, you know, the only person who really dodged the bullet was ASAP. But like you said, when ASAP did his drink, like he, like you said, he put that shit out there. Because in his verse, when he came on the drink, he said, call up Pluto. Metro should have put me on the first one. Niggas swear they bitch the baddest. I just bagged the worst one. Nigga and they feelings over woman. What you heard of something? I smashed before you birth, son. Flacco hit it first, son. You know what I mean? So ASAP, the nigga who like put it out there that the shit was over, you know what I mean, chicks and shit like that. And you know what I mean, Drake ain't really respond to ASAP on the joint. Niggas thought ASAP was just upset about the fact of he still be like sending little subliminal shits at Rihanna. No, ASAP just put the shit out there like this nigga just, cause ASAP said like it was something between him and his man over a girl.
And who man?
ASAP man and Drake.
Okay.
Was beefing over a girl. And he said this nigga just be, he be mad at niggas because of girls and shit. That's what he said in the joint. Like he catch feelings over females, but you tell him about you get all the females and shit. So that's why when ASAP did the joint, he's like, he's like, I wanted to be on the first one because I've been wanting to get this shit off my chest. And they told me they were going to put me on the second joint. So we don't even know if this shit done because, you know what I mean? You know, this shit might be a trilogy. You know what I mean? The shit might be a trilogy. Because, you know, when Future get in his bag, we see how Future get when it comes to music. He drops some shit every week on you. You know what I mean? Just endless music. And now that he got an in-house producer like Metro. Listen, Metro, that shit could be endless. You know what I mean? They got the features. So they ain't like a Future call you up and tell you I want a single, you gonna be like, no. You got the people to do the music with, even if you like, yo, I don't got a whole drink for this whole song. Call somebody up so they can complete this song for me. Alright, cool. You know what I mean? So, yeah, this might not be Civil War. It might just be Drake versus everybody. You know what I mean? Civil War, who you got on your side? Because your man Cole was just like, no, I'm out because you might look at me for assistance. And I don't really want to be in this type of shit. You my man. But like, I got other shit I want to deal with. So if I bow out of this shit, respectfully, I hope you understand that, you know what I mean, I ain't trying to get into this. Because he could have looked at it like that. You my man, we cool. You know what I mean? You know, you shout me out when you on tour. I shout you out when I'm on tour. Shit, you been at my wedding. All this, that, and the third. But where this shit going? Because like I said, Cole is on the joint. People thought that Cole was going to be on the joint talking about, you know what I mean, this and all. He already said he was done. You know what I mean? He could have just did this joint and be like, damn, yo, all these joints, let me hear what y'all got. You in the studio with a motherfucker for a couple hours. You like, yo, this shit about to be crazy. Let me back out of this shit. But then, rightfully so, respectfully so, you tell your man. Because it ain't like it took Drake no type of time to do this shit. And yo, fam, I left the joint and niggas got some heat for you. You know what I mean? Like, I just did my joint over there with them. Motherfuckers got some shit for you. I'm just letting you know. You know what I mean? When this shit drop, listen to what's going on. Come on, man. Because everybody thought Drake was going to say something about the Kendrick joint. It took him some time. Rightfully so. The man busy. He on tour right now. It ain't like you drop every... I ain't dropping the money to fucking address you. Stop the... Yo, cancel the next couple of dates. Nah, you ain't stopping the money for that.
No, I mean, get all the people their money back. Because he in the studio right now locked in. No. Get to it when I get to it, right?
Bro. Like, I ain't stopping the money for that.
To do.
Yeah, we selling out fucking arenas in this joint.
Right.
Come on, man. Hey, I ain't stopping the money.
I get to it when I get to it, bro. Hey, you know what I mean? That's what I be saying. Like, yo, everybody ain't got time to just drop what they doing to give somebody a diss track. Some people do, because, you know what I mean? My court Ross at the time was like, all right, let's go.
Right.
I'm on it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people probably already had stuff in it. Now, I mean, people already probably got stuff in their head, you know what I'm saying? So, already, so.
You know what's so crazy? I don't even believe the shit between him and Ross.
What?
I don't believe that it's really like that. Remember when Chameleon there said that 50 dissed him? And he said he didn't know why he dissed him. And he said he ran into him. And he said, 50 said you fumbled the bag because that was a layup.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm the hottest nigga out right now. All you had to do was start a diss against me. Your name would have been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, he's like, yeah, you fucked that up. You could have just, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I don't think that they should, you know what I mean? Ross last, the joint with him and Meek, that joint didn't do no crazy type of numbers. The shit that he said about him was like,
mm-hmm.
when Meek was beefing with Drake, him and Drake was still cool. Your number one artist beefing with him and y'all still cool. So now y'all beefing? I don't believe it. I think that shit was just like, yo, throw the oop up to me when you go at these niggas so I can say something back. Mm-hmm. He the first one to respond. Oh, you did it? All right, I got this. All right. It was already ready. Just hit publish and let it go. So I don't really think that they should have really, you know what I mean? That shit could have been the oop, you know what I mean? Keep your name out there.
Mm, okay.
You know what I mean? Do you think people wind up picking sides like on the female tip? Sides might already be picked because, you know what I mean? They got dedicated fans. They got dedicated fans.
People already got their sides or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
They got dedicated fans.
I mean, people already have their sides. And at the end of the day, Drake is the type of artist where, now, I mean, them arenas is filled up with women. So true. Really don't care about this shit too much. It's the guys who care about this in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't really give a damn about none of this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care too much about this. Now, I mean, they just enjoying the music. Know what I'm saying? They enjoy the music. Now, I mean, the whole going at this person, going at this person is more for the guys in hip, right, I mean, that listen to hip hop. Women don't care. This not stopping nobody from going to nobody's show.
Right.
No, I mean, right. This really for the guys, you know what I mean, that love hip hop. No, I mean, it's kind of give, no, I mean, kind of like put some excitement into the game right now. Because everything is just like, it's just like, everything just coasting right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that kind of, you know,
yeah,
made things a little bit more exciting.
No, I agree with you. You know what I mean? So. No, it's definitely exciting. Shit, hip hop is always, listen, I love hip hop. You know what I mean? It just moved too fast for me right now. Like, it just, everything moved too fast where I can't enjoy. We only like less than a month from Kendrick's diss. And that shit is already looked at as old.
That's why we say, first 48, you got 48 hours to respond.
Yeah, like, this shit just moved, because, it just moved too fast for me now.
Because of the way the internet is, you know what I mean? So, the internet, you get your information, you know what I mean? You get information, everything's at your fingertips, and get it right away. It's not like how, when we was younger, and you had to wait. You know what I mean? You had to wait till somebody did it. You had to wait till they got it to somebody who was putting a mixtape or something out.
Right.
Or even if you... Even if somebody ran to the radio to say something, know what I'm saying? Unless you recorded it, you ain't gonna hear it again until somebody threw it on the mixtape.
Right.
When the mixtape come out.
Right.
So that may have been weeks. So that might have took weeks. When if somebody did somebody else, know what I mean? I can go in the booth after I hear it and think of something within a few hours, I got something out. It wasn't like that back then.
True.
Now everything is just so now everything's considered to be quick because you can get information quick. You know what I'm saying? So now your response got to be quick. Now, I mean, you can't wait. You can't wait no week till, like how when we was younger, where somebody, you got to wait a whole week. You know what I'm saying? Somebody get on a radio show and say something. You got to wait a whole another week till the other person get on the radio show to say something or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what that is. Or somebody call up the radio show. You know what I'm saying? Remember when dudes call up somebody up there, somebody else call up.
Yeah. Yeah, don't
you can't
just,
do that
them,
no
them
more.
Almost was classic.
Not
the only thing about those moments that I can't really say that because some radio stations are syndicated where they play like, you know what I mean, all over. But locally, you know what I mean, that's why, man, the benefit of coming from Philadelphia where, you know what I mean, I ain't going front, man. When it came to rapping, we top tier. So locally, like when certain things like that happen and, you know what I mean, you can grow up and Philly's Most Wanted is on the radio with Charlie Baltimore or something like that. And it could be major figures in there, Ram Squad and State Property. Maybe, yo, coming from Philly, it was like top tier moments for me like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just locally. You know what I mean? When you knew you could turn on, you know what I mean, your local radio station and listen to what was going on and listen to them, man, it's, And it wasn't no feeling like that in the world. You know what I mean? Even with everything that we went through. Like, remember the powerhouse when Kiss and Siegel was beefing? Mm-hmm. And Kiss went up there and he was like, this is Siegel. And as much as we love Kiss in Philly.
That made zero sense, though.
What?
That didn't make no sense to come to Piles in Philly and then try to get somebody on their own stage.
But yo, maybe he just thought like...
That was a misstep.
I mean, maybe he thought in his head like, they love me out there. As much as we love you, they booed the shit out my head on the stage.
Yeah, we love you, but get the fuck out of here with that shit. Come back later because we love you.
Yeah, right.
You can't do that.
Yeah, like...
You know what I'm saying? You can't... Yeah.
That was wild, but you said it was that moment that you just had to live. You had to like... You know what I mean? Know somebody from there, or if you didn't go there, or hear the replay on the radio or something like that, like, crazy, man. Now everything happened so fast where it was like, yo, you ain't hear about that you didn't have last week? Nah, man, that shit old news now.
Right. Because
like, damn.
Yeah, because that's how the internet go, because, you know what I mean? Everything was diddy this and diddy that, and now, forget, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
We on this now.
Right. Yeah.
See how fast the internet work?
Right.
We on this now.
Right.
We off that. Everybody off that and on this.
Right. Yeah.
That's how fast the internet go.
Yeah. So what do you think about my man Drake's response? You know what I mean? Was it like, you know what I mean?
No. Cool. Listen, man. He came back right. You know what I'm saying? He responded right.
Okay.
No, I mean that response was strong, bro.
Okay.
That response was strong. Now throwing the whole Kendrick's woman's name in it, I didn't agree with that. But everything else, fair game to me.
I feel you. Even the joint he said about the weekend?
Yeah, that I probably wouldn't have did that. Yeah, and that. I probably wouldn't have did that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't have threw that in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yo. The thing about it is that this generation is y'all so free-willed, where like y'all so y'all more open than, you know what I mean, when we was growing up. So certain things is like not taboo. Like it's weird that when I heard that line, I was like, I had to play it back. Like, and I'm like, but you the dude that paint your fingernails. Like, you got the joints, it's the picture of what you having, like the joints in your hair and shit like that. Like, but I'm like, that's why I'm like, it's cool when I do it. Fuck you when you do it type shit. Mm. So, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
Yeah, so, yeah.
He said not that. Yeah, listen.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, shout out to The Weeknd, man. We got some good music, man. You know what I mean? I do listen to The Weeknd. He got some incredible music, man.
Weeknd is a great artist. I ain't gonna front, man. Sometimes you hear a Weeknd track, you might not even realize it's him. He sound like Michael Jackson so much that you might think it's MJ on the track. I mean, he get into that bag. I'm like, damn, he actually do sound like Michael a lot. You know what I mean? So shout out to him, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They gonna tell you up in the comments for comparing
hey,
to Mike.
Hey, listen, all I did say is he sound like him. You know what I mean? You take it however you want to take it. Right. I ain't with that. I'm not one of them old motherfuckers that walk around like my time was the best time and nobody can't touch that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's that shit. That's that shit that we on. Yeah. Nobody never gonna be better than Michael. Michael is. I'm like, all right, cuz.
I mean, Michael is Michael, but time not going. There's other people that got good music. True. I understand he's considered to a lot of people the greatest ever. Do it. I mean, to the greatest entertainer.
Michael Jackson was in the right place at the right time. Let's just keep it 100. He was the right place at the right time. Nobody never did what he did before he did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we were so enamored by this shit. You know what I'm saying? This young black man doing this taking over arenas. Bro, if Chris Brown would have came during Michael's time, we would never even talk about Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? We would have talked about Chris Brown. He was in the right place at the right time, and I'm not taking away from his talent. He was talented, but you was just one of the first people that did it. That's what caught everybody by surprise. You know what I mean? That's what's up. You are talented, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes timing and shit like that plays a part into your success.
I mean, it does. Now, I mean, being in the right place at the right time does have something to do with it.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, being in the right place at the right time does have something to do with it.
If Michael Jackson would have came out in the 2000s, we would not talk about, he would not be that artist that he was, you know what I mean, then today. Look at the competition level. Look at everybody he's going up against. Who we talking about back then? If you talk about Michael, Prince, or you might talk about Rick James. You know what I mean? Shout out to Prince. But Prince was like the Nas of this shit. Like, I drop some shit, then I go back into hibernation. You know what I mean? I don't really care about the fandom and shit like that. He cared about the business side of it, owning your music and shit like that. No, they ain't gonna treat me like no slave, so therefore I'm not dropping no music. Prince would just do some shit like that. No, I'm not dropping no music because they going, you know what I mean? I'm not nobody's slave. Okay. You know what I mean? So who really was your competition? Nobody. You could run and do whatever you wanted to do. You know what I mean? So, you know, shit. Thank goodness that we had a Michael Jackson. Shit. I had memories from just listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Aesthetically, one of the best. Look, he put out a whole movie that was a music video, didn't he? What was that shit called? Moonwalker?
Moonwalker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. Nobody was it. Yo, you just had the creative freedom to do whatever you wanted to do and not take a loss. Now, you got to be so strategic because if you one stumble can knock you off and then the next person right behind you that's going to jump right over you.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, MJ was like, listen, I'm going to wear the shiny jacket. Give me one glove, white. I need some black shoes, white tube socks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He could do whatever he wanted to do. If he stumbled along the way, it wasn't nobody behind him that was going to jump over him. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, look, they probably going to attack me in there, but it is what it is. I'm cool. I'd rather listen. I'm going to tell y'all like this. First and foremost, we say this all the time, man, to our listeners. We understand that y'all have a voice. We are not political advocates. We not in here on some old deep thought out shit sometimes. Sometimes we just come and talk for the entertainment of talking. So when y'all respond to shit that we do, I don't know who y'all think we is, yo. You know what I mean? I read it, I glance over it. So if y'all want to attack me in this, understand it's just the entertainment aspect of that's what I'm talking about. But do what y'all going to do, though, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, man. Yeah, go on, get him.
They are.
Go on, get him.
They going to do their thing.
They talk about Michael.
Listen, man, you can't. Dog, it's Michael. You can't. Yeah, listen, you was on here talking about something. You ain't like super ugly. Like, he don't like a Jay-Z song.
Right.
That nigga don't know hip hop. Right. I thought the whole time he know hip hop.
He's on here going crying. Don't talk about my dad.
Nigga don't know hip hop. Whole time I thought this nigga knew hip hop.
Right. Niggas gonna be in the comments fucking typing the lyrics. I don't give a fuck. I'm not reading none of that shit. Don't even waste your time, dog. Don't even hit me with, you hear what he said this? No, he said this because of this. I'm not reading it. So don't even waste your time, dog. I'm not reading it.
Yo,
so,
dog.
You know what I mean? So just to let you know, so, I ain't reading it.
Yo, man, it is what it is, man. But yeah, man. Yeah, hopefully the men, you know what I mean, can sustain this momentum that they're using. And, like, use it for some singles. I ain't going front. Future Metro, the joint they dropped, that shit probably going crazy just because of, you know what I mean? Listen, man, just the strategic that they, the strategy that they using, dropping it step by step, man, you couldn't even duplicate that. I ain't going front. Because you a motherfucker that probably wouldn't know would be like, yo, put all the diss tracks on one joint. Because you just so excited to get it.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, you probably don't know. The fact that they put the Kendrick joint on the first one to build the momentum up for the second one, and then the second one. Yo, shout out to y'all. You know what I mean? Whoever the executive producer on that was, that, you know what I mean, did that. Because that was a great move.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That was a great move. You know what I mean? Shoot. Yeah, that matters a lot too, man. Knowing how to do your lineup on your album. That was a great move. You get another motherfucker like, yo, they talking about Drake on there. Just put them all on the first one. Put it all on the first one. Right. Then you don't got no momentum for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one come out, we don't want to hear it no more because ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, yo, they did that joint right. They did that joint right. So, you know what I mean? Even though ASAP was in the joint talking about he was mad, I wanted to be on the first one. No, they knew what they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
They knew exactly what they was doing. Like, no, don't worry about it. We got you. You know what I mean? When the second one come out, they knew exactly what they was doing. That was great moving, great timing, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to ASAP, man. ASAP and that whole crew, I don't think they get as much credit as they deserve for kind of like them kind of like coming in, like changing the game somewhat with that. Just even with the name ASAP, and that made everybody put their crew name in front of their name.
True.
That right there, that came from ASAP.
Yeah.
That came from ASAP Mob. That came from them. You know what I mean? So now everybody.
ASAP and them was out before PNB?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking.
All of them. All
right.
That's where that comes from.
Okay.
That comes from them. Whenever you ever seen people do that? People started doing that after they came out. Because I just thought that was his name, ASAP Rock. I was like, why is his first name ASAP? Oh no, that's the name. Then you know that's the name of the crew is ASAP.
Yeah.
And he's a part of the crew. You know what I'm saying? So ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
So now you started seeing everybody do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they was like pioneers of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, so that right there. And then plus, you know what I mean, he has some good music. When I go back and listen to some of the music, you know what I mean? I mean, I listened to it back when it was out, but so a lot of them, I mean, it was more than just ASAP Rocky, you know what I'm saying? You had ASAP, what was his name, 12E, you know what I mean? He had some joints that I liked too. Of course, you know what I mean? ASAP Ferg, you know what I mean? He had some joints, but yeah, man, I liked them, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they talked about enough for the impact that they had, especially when you got people that they follow suit and put their crew name ahead of their, you know what I mean, ahead of their name. Mm-hmm. That whole doing that came from ASAP.
No, I feel you.
So that right there, yeah, man. Yeah, just
ASAP definitely a pioneer, even on the fashion sense. His fashion mind is definitely. I mean, from y'all, fucking Rihanna said something like, "I'll be out leaving with this motherfucker. I feel like a bum." The way he dressed, I'm like, damn. I'm like a bum. I'm like, damn. Man, throw that shit on just to go to the supermarket. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
He a Harlem dude, ain't he?
Yeah, from Harlem? Yeah. Except from Harlem.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? They known for that, you know what I mean? I mean, so, yeah.
Yeah, except from Harlem.
You know what I mean? Shout out to them, man. You know what I mean? I don't think they get enough credit for, you know, or they not talked about enough.
Yeah, they probably not. You know what I mean? But then again, we talking about the era, like, who is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because don't get me wrong, Griselda, to me, is a top-notch group, but are they talked about enough? That's what I'm saying, like, who is? You got to be in front of a motherfucker face every day to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? So, it's the era where if you ain't doing enough for us to talk about you, we ain't gonna talk about you, but it's no slight to you. That's just what it is.
Yeah. It's more about quantity over quality. You know what I'm saying? Whoever just around the most and who got attention, you know what I mean? Who just all in front of face attention. It doesn't matter if their music is good or not or whatever. Some people just be all around. It's all about the component of attention.
Right.
You'll be everywhere all the time. You know what you're doing on Instagram. You're on Instagram. You're on TikTok. You're making sure you're doing something dropping something every single day.
Right.
And it doesn't matter whether you are the best at it or not. You know what I'm saying? Best at what you're trying to do or not.
True.
Because I heard, like I said, I was watching the homie Super Sly. He was saying this, and I agree with him that out of the current female rappers, Ice Spice has the most potential to be success, the most success. And I agree with it. I agree with that.
Elaborate.
Because it has nothing to do with can she rap or not. Her personality, how she look, the fact that she all over the place, the connection she making. So whoever, so they right in the regard of whoever, whoever is helping her with her career knows exactly what to do with her. No, I give a fuck. This is not barbershop shit when it comes to female. Nobody gives a damn if you can rap or not.
Do you think
she's
active enough?
She acting enough. That's what I don't know. You don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I hear what you're saying. You saying like
she's going to outgrow the career the same way Rihanna did. It don't even matter that Rihanna.
Okay, all right, I got you. All right, I got you. All right. I thought you were talking about just musically.
No, musically, she ain't gonna need music in a minute. She's not. She's not. You know what I'm saying? That's why everybody like, well, why? Why is she so important? And why is she matter so? Because she already becoming bigger than music already. Her music already. You know what I mean? It's not even gonna matter. Mm. You know what I mean? So whoever's in charge of her career knows exactly what to do with her. They know exactly what to do with her. We ain't got time for you to sit around and try to prove and try to prove to everybody in the hood whether you can rap or not. That's not what we need to do. So she around people that understand it about her to get her where she need to go. You know what I mean? Her whole personality, her look. You know what I mean? Everything. You know what I mean? It's going to supersede the music to the point that she's not going to need music in a few years. I agree with that. 100%. You're not going to need it. Ain't nobody got time to sit around in the hood and can't make a dime worrying about whether who can rap and who can't rap. Mm. That motherfucker's selling out goddamn arenas. She can walk out right now. She can walk around right now in front of an arena. And there's people that can rap their ass off and they can't. They can't sell the storefront church. So whoever's helping her knows exactly what to do with her. You gotta have people that know exactly what to do with you. Ain't nobody got time for the fucking backpack rap shit. Worrying about that. Who got the most bars and all that? That shit do not matter. You trying to get in this game, get some money, change your life. Everybody don't care about who the best rapper or not. So, and I had to think about that when he said that, and I was like, damn, they right, because whoever positioning her is positioning her to be the most popular amongst damn near everybody. And she is. Whoever she got doing, I mean, helping her out, know exactly what to do with her so she can be successful. Mm-hmm. And it's not sit around and try to prove to fucking hood motherfuckers and the people that's standing on this corner in the goddamn barbershop in the goddamn Chinese store that she can rap. I give a fuck about y'all. Y'all not the ones buying the album. Not the ones buying the album. Not gonna be the ones buying whatever the hell she's selling. Shoes, clothes, fucking perfume. Going to see her movies. Nah, not the ones that's gonna do it anyway. So why am I trying to prove that shit to y'all? Mm. Know what I mean? Because as you can see, the biggest motherfuckers is people that they may have came from the hood, but that shit does not matter. It has no effect on them. Know what I mean? Uzi, Travis Scott, Drake, Tyler the Creator. The motherfuckers go there and sell the whole goddamn, run a whole goddamn, their own festival, go and sell the whole goddamn football stadium. You think they give a damn that motherfuckers in the barbershop talking about something, they ain't the best rappers in the world? They ain't really got no bars. Oh, for real? Because they got fucking everything else everybody else want in life, though. Who cares? You know what I mean? It's the sitting around, it's the motherfuckers sitting around trying to figure out how do they survive and how can they get a check and how can they fucking make some money, because y'all sitting around worried to death about bars all day. Y'all better get somebody that can help y'all with y'all goddamn career. Know what I mean? Because that bar shit don't necessarily mean you're going to eat. Know what I mean? Like I said, everybody's not Nas or Jay-Z when you're going to really get both. You know what I'm saying? When you can really make some money and you spend, everybody's not going to be that. So worry to death about that shit. Because some of y'all is rappers, but y'all may be from the hood, but y'all may not rap about street shit. Think about the people that's at the top of the game. Drake might be the fucking go down as the greatest of all time. The way he going. You think that fucking matter in the barbershop? People talking about some, yeah, ghostwriters, he can't rap. Okay. You weren't about paying your fucking bills. He going to be the greatest of all fucking time living in a mansion. You worried about bars. He got all these fucking chicks every time he do a show. These chicks is breaking their fucking neck doing whatever they got to do to get down there to see him. And y'all motherfuckers couldn't give fucking tickets away. Worrying about bars. So y'all better figure that shit out, know what I mean? So the y'all that's in the hood, right? Y'all might be from the hood, but you may say, I don't want to rap like that. I don't want to rap about guns and drugs. That's not who I am. That's not how I want to rap. Rap the way you want to rap. Think about everybody who's successful right now. The top motherfuckers don't even rap like that. They don't even make music like that. Know what I mean? Nobody want to, you ain't got to stick to that struggle ass goddamn rap trying to keep it fucking real with a fucking backpack on and your ass on a goddamn bus with a fucking backpack on and these motherfuckers is buying their mom houses, take care of their family because they don't give a damn about sitting around and worry about quote unquote keeping it real. Mm. Keeping it real is keeping it real with yourself. Know what I mean? You don't want to rap like that. Know what I mean? You got people that's from the hood, they don't rap like that. Who's he from the hood? He don't rap like that. That's not the music he want to make. He one of the biggest motherfuckers in the world right now. He ain't somewhere sitting around scratching his head trying to figure it out. How come we can't make no money? Everybody worried about keeping it real and who can rap and who can't rap. They said Drake got ghostwriters. Fuck is you worrying about it for? Drake gonna go down as the fucking greatest to ever do it. Think he worrying about your fucking opinion of him? He walking out in front of fucking football stadiums and soccer stadiums. You think he give a fuck about the niggas on the corner and in the barbershop talking about he got ghostwriters? Don't worry about that shit. Trust me, he not. That's all, man. So the people that's out there that y'all making music, don't think you gotta rap like everybody else. Top motherfuckers ain't even rapping like everybody. They don't even rap like from where they from. Travis Scott don't rap like where he knew. You would think, ain't Travis Scott from like Houston or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, but the hardest thing about that is that you gotta start where you from.
No, you don't. Uzi fucking left.
Yeah, Uzi left. You know what I mean? But the majority of the motherfuckers don't got the resources to leave.
Yeah, but so yeah,
if
but
I'm your, 16, 17,
yeah, but, I gotta, your own, but your resource, yeah, but your shit don't matter where you from no more. Because all that matters is the computer now. Everybody across the world can listen to my music.
You right.
It's not like here where I got a rap and I'm only knowing here. I need help to get out of here. No. You can make any kind of music and you can be from anywhere and everybody in the world can listen to it. So you don't even need that no more. You can be, trust me, you can be yourself because you're not depending on other people that only want to hear bars. So I'm not going to help you out if you don't have no bars and you do make the music that I like. No, you don't have to do that no more. You don't have to depend on somebody else around, and I mean in your hood or somebody in your city likes you. It doesn't matter no more.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? To all y'all that's sitting around, y'all struggling with that because y'all don't want to make the same music that everybody else that's where you from making all that. Nah, be yourself. When you think about it, the top motherfuckers, they not no goddamn 1,000-bar spitters.
I don't even know who the top motherfuckers is no more.
Shit, Drake, top motherfuckers, them motherfuckers that's selling out goddamn football stadiums. You know what I mean? Fucking Kanye, fucking Drake, fucking Uzi. You know what I mean? Them type motherfuckers. Travis Scott. You know what I mean? Even Kendrick and J. Cole. You know what I mean? They can sell in an arena. Motherfuckers ain't rapping. You know what I mean? Ain't worrying about fucking trying to impress nobody, trying to spit a fucking million bars and shit and all that type of shit. And man, ain't nobody got time for that shit, man. Motherfuckers got bills to pay, man. Motherfuckers got bills to pay. Ain't nobody trying. Dog, ain't nobody trying to press y'all fucking hood niggas, man. Nobody gonna fuck to press y'all hood niggas, man. That shit don't pay no bills.
See, that's the problem. Niggas still are. Yeah, I mean, we can say that they not, but people still are because even though, like you said, I can go on the computer and put this shit out, and a nigga on my block don't even have to know I rap. I put this shit out here, but you still, if you do something, I want my man to know. I want the block to know. We care about what we think other motherfuckers care about. And that's the problem. That's the problem. I agree with you. I don't know why we don't just chase success. I don't know why we look at Drake and don't nobody try to follow the blueprint that he laid out. Everybody, we rather follow motherfucking XYZ over here. A person, you know what I mean, who don't nobody know, talk about or something like that. We don't follow Drake. So I don't know why we do that. But we care about what people think. People care about what people think, and that's the problem. You gotta just do that shit. Don't matter, you know what I'm saying? Don't matter what nobody think now, especially now. Like, you, man, I can do this shit in the crib and don't even nobody know that I rap and just still live my regular life. Coming here every day, I'm dropping songs every day, putting that shit out there. Man, I don't know. But it's gonna be the ongoing thing, because it's not gonna stop now. Next year it's gonna be a group of motherfuckers, it's gonna be the bang bang shoot 'em up motherfuckers. Then the year after that is going to be the bang bang shoot up motherfuckers. And then the process continues. You know what I mean? And there's always going to be one dude that's going to stand out, you know what I mean, outside of the whole crowd and be the biggest motherfucker in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So other than that, man, I said, man, we'll see. You know what I mean? People done drop their diss tracks. So as time go on, I mean, next few days, the next few weeks, you know what I mean, we'll see. You know what I mean? We'll like keep talking about it, you know what I mean? And I mean, if the disses are good or anything like that, or we'll see if this just dies out, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see, man. Ain't really got too much more to say about this one. Like I said, we gotta wait for the next batch of disses of whoever come back. You know what I mean? Whoever strikes back. So, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, we'll see, man. It's kinda exciting for the game, you know what I mean? Kinda like breathe some life into the game because it was kind of like dull for a minute. It was. You know what I mean? It was kind of like boring for a minute. So that kind of like got everybody talking and got things, you know, stirred up or whatever. Gave people something exciting, not me to talk about, not me to listen to. So, you know, man, we'll see. You know what I mean, we'll see. I ain't really got too much more to say about this joint. You know what I mean? I don't, like I said, man, first 48, man, you know what I mean? Everybody got 48 hours to respond. No, they don't. They can take a few days, but that's what I mean with the internet. With the internet, you're supposed to, you know what I mean? You got to give it to us faster. You know what I'm saying? You got to deliver faster because of the internet. So.
Yeah, you right. Nah, but definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, Drake said what he said. Shit, he did what he did. You know what I mean? Drop that track. I mean, now y'all know what it is. Excuse me, you about to sign out, man. Get up out of here. As always, we always ask that you, I mean, like, rate, share, subscribe, you know what I mean, review if you're on the audio tip. And for our audio fans, we ask that you, you know, come over to the YouTube, show some love, you know what I mean, drop a subscription, I mean, drop a sub over here, you know what I mean? Like, because we have a couple of lives that we've done that, you know, you didn't get the privilege to listen to. But moving forward, our lives will be recorded, and we will place those on the audio platforms as well. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all, man. We thank y'all for everything. We out of here, y'all. Peace.